Did that come up? Okay, try that again.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Yay. Thank you for having me, Mark.
Well, good morning. How are you? What's going on at the Art Center today?
I'm doing good. We've had a busy week changing out all the galleries. So keeping me on my toes, that's for sure.
Yeah, because every month at the end of the month, you've got to trade out all the old stuff new stuff, out with the old, in with the new.
In with the new.
Complete revolution in the Art Center.
Basically. Oh, yeah. We've got our big annual members jury show this month.
Okay.
So, and that'll be actually a 2 month. So I've got 2 months where I can kind of breathe, where I don't have to change out next month.
Okay.
But we allow our artist level members and above to submit up to 3 pieces. And this show happens every fall. And we had about 170 entries this year, and we have a judge that comes in and she juries in the work that'll be on display, and she narrows it down to about 90 or 100 pieces that'll fit in the galleries.
Uh-huh.
And we had a wonderful turnout. So 170 pieces, that's a lot. You go into the gallery when we've had change out and you go in and all the pieces are lined up on the floor like against the wall, you're like, oh God, the judge has got her work cut out for her. Our judge is Anna Wall, and she's the chief curator from over at Pensacola Museum of Art. So we were very happy to have her. So really great judge. And so she did that on Tuesday. We hung the show on Wednesday, and yesterday we labeled everything, got the sign going up today. So it's a long process that people may not know about. You have all these different steps that you have to follow to put these shows on. So it looks really nice.
Okay. And this is, once again, a juried show. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. So you have, the artists can submit up to 3 pieces. So they may get all 3 in, 2 in, 1 in, or mm-hmm. none in at all. It's all up to the judge. She juries what goes into
judge.
The show.
Okay.
It's just
the one
judge. Mm-hmm. And she comes in. She was there for about 3 or 4 hours going through every single piece, meticulously looking at every one. And she chose about 90 pieces. And they fill up 2 of our galleries. So,
okay.
And then on Friday tonight, during Art Walk at 6:30, she selected some award winners. So she selected a Best of Show, First, Second, and a few awards of merit. So we'll announce those tonight too. So a couple of our lucky members will get awards tonight as well.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It always is nice to get recognition for your stuff.
Exactly.
And, you know, I was one of those that always got a participation trophy.
Yeah,
so,
the improvement award.
Or not. Just, oh, you're here. Yay, thank you.
Thank you for showing up. Yay.
Yeah,
so
it's not really one. Yeah. Medium, you know.
Yeah. It's a very intimidating process because it's different mediums too. So it's pottery, photography, paintings. There's some sculpture in there. So it's she definitely had her work cut out for her to have to like judge all of those different works into the show. So, whew.
Yeah, I was looking at you've got your photos for your upcoming events in May and June, one of which is a sculptor, and it looks like you just took a dude and bronzed him.
Yeah.
You know, that's how realistic it is, and the level of detail on this.
Which one is that? Let me see.
Cowboy with the smoking cigarette.
That's actually a photograph.
Oh, that's photograph.
Yeah, it's a black and white photograph.
Okay, I thought that was a photograph. I was going to say, well, yeah, it looks real. Well,
exactly.
It is real. It's a photograph.
It
okay.
Yeah.
No wonder he came up with
that. He's good.
He's amazing. Yeah.
But yeah, we've got the jury show, and they've got an exhibit downstairs, and it's Marilyn Wilson, and she's from the Birmingham area.
Okay.
And she actually is doing sculptural busts, I guess. So it's like the shoulders and up, and the head. And they're clay sculptures, and the pictures just don't do it justice at all. You have to see it in person. But she uses clay, and then she uses this encaustic wax that she melts over the figures. So it's got this crazy, like, melted kind of skin look to it. It's very odd.
Okay.
I'm, like, using my hands to, like, shape out the piece for Mark, like, right now.
Looking like your hands are dancing.
Exactly.
Here in the air.
But she's going to be downstairs in the courtyard, and definitely have to check that out too. She adds found objects to the tops of the heads, like wires that she'll make these crazy headdresses out of, and okay. animals that she'll sculpt out of clay that she'll put in their hair. So really interesting work.
Okay.
I think I've got her a picture of her on the. I've got Mark looking at our exhibits brochure that I make every month, and that's on the back side.
Okay.
So definitely check that out. And like I said, she's from the Birmingham area, so we've got a mix of our local members this month and someone from Northern Alabama. So supporting all of our Alabama artists.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I've got our Anna Wall, our judge. I've got her bio in here, too. She's actually really cool. She's, prior to joining the Pensacola team, she served as the collections specialist at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. So she's pretty good.
Pretty good pedigree there. Okay.
Exactly. Pretty intense.
Okay. And they're probably when they get up to New York, they're like, wow, she's from Fairhope. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. See? There you go. Got to look at it the other way.
Other way, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So we've got live music going on tonight. We've got the Rooftop Quintet inside.
Rooftop Quintet.
Uh-huh, on okay. the stage. And
so
then,
are they a string quartet?
I think so. Okay. I think they've played at the Art Center before. We've had a few instrumental bands before, and I'm not sure if we've had them before. And then outside we've got the Studio, which is a local performing arts group that has high school students, elementary students that learn Broadway musicals, singing, kind of like a repertory theater style.
Okay.
They're going to have a couple of their performers outside in the courtyard, so we're gonna have music inside and outside.
Inside and out, and of course you'll have you've got a food truck there.
Not tonight. We've
not
got
tonight.
Food. We've got refreshments by Malia Mullican. She's
okay.
with the Little Coastal Kitchen that just opened up, but she opened up in the old Ray's location on Section Street or off Section Street.
Okay.
So she's going to be providing the food, and then of course every thing is sponsored by Roberts Brothers. We always have a Art Walk sponsor that helps us cover the costs of refreshments and the bar and all that. So we're really grateful for them.
Okay.
And I think I've covered everything. Art, music, food, beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
Yeah. Okay. 6 to 8.
Yeah, my grandmother always taught me the secret to a good party is good food and plenty of alcohol.
Yes.
So that was
exactly. She was right. She's right.
Okay. Well, I had a question for you mm-hmm. about Art Walk, which okay. is coming up. How are y'all preparing for that?
So the festival?
Yeah, for the festival.
Ooh, yeah.
What did I say? Art Walk?
Yeah.
Arts and Crafts Festival. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And
it goes
weeks.
By so fast. I was like, 2 months ago, I was like, okay, we've got 2 months. We've got some time to plan some stuff out. And now it's like, oh my God, 2 weeks.
Nope. Yeah.
It's going to be here. So the festival is March 18th through the 20th. That is the outdoor art show, and we're celebrating our 50 years. And what I like to say is that a lot of people don't know that it's actually two different festivals that run right next to each other.
Yeah, I did not know that for a couple of years.
Yes.
That it's actually two completely separate mm-hmm. festivals.
Mm-hmm. And so you've got the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival. It's actually their 75th year, so they're a little bit older than ours. And the outdoor art show is by the Art Center. We host that section.
Okay.
And so we're celebrating our 50. And I usually tell people you can tell the difference between the two festivals by where the booths are located. So our booths are on the outside of the street, closest to the sidewalk. And then the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival have all the booths that run down the middle
the
street.
Okay.
So, and they were once, I guess, hosted by the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. And then they did a foundation with a lot of, I think, the volunteers mm-hmm. from the Chamber of Commerce. So we run right next to each other so people can enjoy both of them at the same time.
Okay, yeah, and it makes for an absolutely huge
weekend. A monster festival.
Yeah. there have been some weekends where it's taken me all 3 days to go through and mm-hmm. see everything. And there have been other times when I just didn't make it to everything.
Yeah, you're like, ugh. Yeah. So many art, so much art.
Well, it's hard, too, now. You know, you're going around and you're looking at this, you're looking at that,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you run smack into the food court.
Yes.
And it's like, got to stop right here, you know, and that
gotta
takes
get,
it. Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, got to get you a big old bag of pork rinds.
Well,
you
know? Yeah, and it's more the funnel cakes, you know.
Ooh.
Funnel cakes.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. So. That's a good one. Or one of the big things of lemonade.
Yeah, that you can refill over the whole weekend. Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dang, I've been missing out.
Oh, yeah. You buy it on Friday, and then you can refill
Bring your cup back every day.
Bring it back every time, yeah.
Ooh, see, he's given, like, the hints, the tricks and tips from the festival.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite tricks used to be parking in the parking garage.
Oh, yeah.
That's not as good a trick as it used to be. I mean, it used to be when, for several years... Uh-huh. For almost a decade, mm-hmm. the top two floors were empty just because nobody knew about it. But mm-hmm. word has gotten out now, and it's getting harder and harder to find a space up there.
Sorry, Mark.
So,
but yeah, we'll probably have a couple of food trucks in front of the art center. We're definitely going to have Divine Empanadas, which I haven't tried yet, so I'm excited about that. So I'll probably eat there every single day.
Love me some empanadas.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then we're going to have some live art demos in front of the art center. So we're going to have Muffin Jaw Designs, which they blow glass. So they're going to be doing live glass blowing in front of the art center.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love watching them blow glass.
It's crazy. I don't know how they do it. It's sorcery, but it's awesome to watch.
Yeah.
And I think they'll have some stuff for sale, too, so that'll be really cool to check out. And then we're going to have blacksmithing, too. So Blacksmith Experience is going to be set up as well. And he's got a couple of local forges, so you can actually take classes with him. Uh-huh. But he'll be set up and be doing that live as well, so you can check that out and see if you want to try it for yourself.
Okay, that's actually a couple of... nice comparison of contrast there, blowing glass and ironwork.
The old world arts.
Yeah. And on the other, either way, it's cooking with fire.
Exactly.
Is what it is, so,
exactly.
Whether it's glass or whether it's iron. So.
So you can grab you an empanada and stick around Oak Street and watch some glass blowing. And
okay. Yeah. I like both of them, to be honest, because mm-hmm. When I was a kid, we had a glass blower in the mall, and they would sit there and they would make stuff, you know, every day. And so anytime we were in the mall, we would stop in and watch them make a little hummingbird or a butterfly or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was always amazing watching them do that. And as I got older, I ran into I had a buddy that did blacksmithing, so would watch him just sit out there and bang away at the forge.
It's mesmerizing.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, we had it's Jerry Gardner. He owns the Blacksmith Experience, and so he'll be the one set up out there. And we had him at our last, I think he was at February Art Walk outside, and it was a little chilly and a little bit rainy. But it was just watching a movie out there, just watching him like pounding away at this, you know, stone. It was like, God, that's so awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's
I know. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And then we'll also have a tent out in front of the Art Center with we have our plein air Fairhope event in November. It's going to, I think, last year was our third annual, so we'll be doing it again next year. But we'll have a tent set up with the participants that were in our last event, and they'll have painting set up in this tent with what they've created.
So they painted outside stays outside.
Exactly.
Okay,
ooh, I like that. I'm going to have to
That's almost like a mom thing. Uh-uh, you did that outside, you keep it outside.
I'm going to have to print that as like the mission statement on the top of the tent.
Okay. There you go.
I'll give you a little like copyright at the bottom.
All right, there
Mark,
you go.
WABF.
By Mark.
Yeah. But that'll be really nice too, and that gives them an extra like chance to sell their work and actually interact with the crowd that they may not have done previously if they were painting out in the field somewhere and may not have gotten to see it, and now they can. So.
Okay. Well, quite often, during the plein air thing, you will see artists downtown. And they've just got the easel up and they're painting, you know, and people, you know, walk by, honk, say hi. And
yeah, exactly. They're like, scares them. They make a big mark on their canvas, like, ah!
there's no accident. Those are just happy
Good.
Little...
happy accidents.
That's just, yeah. we're just
Bob Ross.
Put some birds right here.
Exactly. That is now a
happy
tree.
Birds. That's a tree. Growing out of the window at Fairhome Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. This is what I want to be here. It's a
visualization. Well, did you have anything else for us, Miss Adrian?
Man, I don't think so. I think as far as Artwork Walk goes, I think we covered everything. But definitely come out tonight. We've got our Spring Academy brochures at the front desk. You can pick up one of those, learn about our classes. I think our classes start like right after the festival ends, so we go from one to the other. So you can learn about that. You can take your own painting course, photography, pottery.
Okay, I was going to say what kind of classes, but just all sorts of classes.
All kinds of classes. Yep. Okay. And we've got for adults and teens and kids, we've got pottery for kids. We've got a drawing class for children. So we've got a little bit of everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, we look forward to seeing you this evening then.
Yeah. So. You guys doing anything at the station?
We are.
Tonight?
Lori won't be here. I'll be here by myself.
Okay.
And,
that sounds so lonely.
Well, hopefully.
You'll have a bunch of friends show up.
Hopefully, I'll be joined by a few dozen of my closest friends.
Well, just have the wine and the beer, and they will come.
We've got that covered. Yeah.
They will appear.
Yeah.
So. That's good because I know that you guys didn't have it last month with the traffic
with the streets being torn up. It was tough just getting in and out of here. It was not a safe environment. However, the city has paved the roads.
Woo-hoo!
And so there's it's safe to come through here now, and we're gonna have First Friday, and
so nice and clean.
Next month they'll be working on the intersection up there, so.
Yeah, because I was wondering how that was going to affect the festival. I guess they tried to tidy everything up weekend.
Tidy everything up. Mm-hmm. Well, they had the Mardi Gras parades.
Duh, yeah.
That come right through
here.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got arts and crafts. So they just said, we're just going to get it all covered up.
Good.
And then we'll start again. They've actually got to do a little bit more work on this road right here. Mm-hmm. And they've got to repave it.
Okay.
But I think they've done most of the underground stuff. There's just some texturing stuff they've got to do with the road, et cetera. They got to pull up some of the old road and put new asphalt down and stuff. And they've they got to a stopping point.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, that's it.
Taking a break.
Everything looks good for now.
Yeah. Safe. It's good to go.
We'll be back next month.
Exactly.
So. And you'll be back next month. Yay.
Yay.
You don't have to wait a whole month to come in and see us. You are always welcome.
That's true. I can do that. I can do every Friday.
Yeah.
Come on Swap Shop.
All right. We'd love
help
to
sell
have
some
you.
Stuff.
There you go. You got anything for sale?
I'm sure I do. Yes.
Okay. Looking to buy anything.
Exactly. I'm like, ooh, what can I give away at my house?
Yeah.
That my husband will not be mad at. Yeah.
Pretty much nothing. Guys keep stuff. That's what we do. Yeah.
I tend to hoard as well. Probably be a bunch of artwork that I've hoarded.
Okay. Well, hey, put it on. Never know what you're going to find.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark.
It's been great having you, Miss Adrian. And once again, this evening, show starts at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We're going to go ahead and check in now with Kane.
From the WingFingers.com traffic center, looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. They've wrapped up the accident we had downtown just off the Causeway. No problems from the 1065 split and heading northbound. Again, from Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin at 65, you've had some radar, but nothing out of the ordinary so far on the way in this morning. With Hanson Contracting in Mobile and Baldwin County, there's no more worrying about the power going out. You'll have it any time you need it with amazing deals on all their top-name generators like Generac. Ready to install with financing, call 455-4510. And I'm Kane with the Coastal Traffic on WABF 1480.
And it was great having Miss Adrian in here. It's wonderful. She's just so bright and fun and everything. It's like every little thing she does is magic. You know, it's just wonderful. And in fact, here's Sting singing about it right now.